I get rocked. This shit for my kids, nigga. It's that real shit.
Even though what we do is wrong,
we still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter. Y'all niggas better bundle up. And I better be a hotter summer rapper than you just to rock it down. You hot now, listen up. Don't you know cops' sole purpose is to lock us down and throw away the key. But without this drug shit, your kids ain't got no way to eat, huh?
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Yo, what's up? We back with another one. Unprivileged drinkers, take sessions for the hood.
What's the bourbon chief?
Indeed, indeed, man. What's up, man? I got one of my guys here. What's up with y'all?
Oh, man, groovy, baby.
this is a good joint.
Right.
Or at least going to be.
Right.
I'm feeling a good joint. That's all I'm saying.
Good vibes.
Right. We already been pouring up, you know what I mean? Drinking. You know what I mean, we on location at Lavish, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Absolutely.
In Chester, baby. Let's get it. You know what I mean? We got a special guest. We excited about this shit, man. That nigga been in the game for a minute. You know what I mean? Like, tell him about yourself, bro.
He's lit right now.
You got to introduce him first.
Hey, listen, I'm going to let him talk.
Are you going to let him introduce yourself? All right, what you got? Yeah.
Damn.
Y'all want me to?
Yeah, talk your shit, man.
Introduce yourself. You know, let them know a little bit about Lavish and who you are, who's speaking on the mic.
All right, man.
Hey, Paul, it's not with you. Man, you who you want me to call it? All right, well, go ahead. I ain't going to say nothing else.
Please don't.
Right.
It's your boy, Cousin E, man. I'm checking in, man. I'm privileged drinkers, you know?
Absolutely,
I've had Lavish, 6-window out Chester, new restaurant. You know,
indeed.
I've been in the game for a minute.
Yeah. That's facts.
I'll be out here drinking. So, you know,
yo, how you feeling that, though, man? Is that Grand Leander? Tequila.
Hey, Grand Leander?
It's good.
Yeah. Say less.
You ain't got let down yet from that joint.
Yeah, listen, it's a good joint, man. Like, can't nobody lie about that. But like I said, we got the whole gang here. We got Slime here. You mean?
Sure. Always, baby.
Yeah, man. We got Dink, Pooty.
What's up, everybody? It's Dink and Pooty.
Yeah, right. Dink Dirty.
You're
me, Captain. 215. Mr. 215. What, you senior how now? What are you? I just came back from Mexico, right? So
I can't be senior how until I bring my, what do you call
sombrero?
It? Sombrero. I don't want to do that this week because we have a special guest. So, you know, let the star shine. You know what I mean?
Wait.
Star shine.
So the sombrero going to take away from him?
It car? Would, man. That's a big sombrero, man.
Yo, you really bought one?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you out of pocket.
Oh, and guess what color it is?
What? Dollars blue?
Absolutely.
Oh, my. I didn't even guess Absolutely. That one. He lost me on that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, hey, we'll say that for next week.
That's not a good guess, though. Like, it's obvious. It's Dre.
I mean, if the cowboy, wow. The other cowboy,
I didn't guess
that. Oh, yeah, you allowed to curse? Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
My fucking name is Cowboy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So what we usually do, we start an episode off by, we do shot a clock, so we need to pour up and let's go. You already poured up?
No, not really.
I think we already trashed that bottle, though, right?
Yeah.
Everybody poured up.
You get a shot.
That's how we start off an episode, so let's get it. Look, he won
it. Oh, man. Slow down.
No, DJ, slow down. Crack that douce.
No, you got to push buttons and shit.
He going to be late.
You see it. Mm-mm, he ain't pressing no buttons.
Anybody else good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I actually got a double, maybe a triple now.
Looking for a chaser right
now. Right. You ain't bring no chasers, did you?
No,
ain't bring nothing. Yeah, we don't. Liquor and ice and cups. Liquor, ice, and cups.
Roll some. What you gonna chase it with, though? What you? Since you're not a drinker.
I'm a grown man.
That's because he light skinned. He's not trying to get the black man like that.
What you want to chase it?
Supposed to move the white way.
Right. Y'all pour it up?
Yeah, right.
I was just wondering. You don't drink
like that. Yeah, word.
Give it a second. It's a few people here. We're going
to Right. Yeah, we got a little audience. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the audience, man.
Yes, indeed, man. Shout out to the audience for hosting, man. This shit is awesome, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, beautiful.
Absolutely.
Definitely beautiful.
Yeah.
Leak, you know what I mean? Boys in the building, man.
Indeed.
Yeah, you're rapping. Straight to Coopers after this.
Shout out Snug. What's up, sis?
Champagne. Snug, Jack, be there, man.
That's the plan?
The whole family.
Coopers?
Coopers, man. We right here in Chester. We right here, man. Brookhaven, man.
That's only folks,
thing
I mean.
Out in Chester. Lavish and Coopers, man.
Hey, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
That's no cap right there. You know what I'm saying? You ride through, you know what it's hitting for. So, I mean, y'all ready? Yeah, we get it. Let's get it, though.
Shot
o' clock. Shot o' clock, baby. Let's go.
Shot o' clock.
Let's get it. Drink
up. Drink up. Drinkers, baby. Drink up. Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Hey, Grant, we ain't never fell.
That shit never fails, dog.
Never fell.
Shit's smoother than a motherfucker.
Yes, it is.
That shit be hitting. So, yeah, so another thing we do, we pretty much talk about our week, like, you know what I mean, what you did throughout the week. I work during the week, but I ain't really do shit, you know what I'm saying? So my shit was real calm, like, I don't think I drink nothing this week. Matter of fact, I'm lying, I did. I had that Mary J. Blige wine. It's a Sauvignon Blanc. I forget the goddess, yeah. Sun goddess or something like that. Yeah, so the shit was good, though. I had it with some pasta. Shit was popping.
Yeah,
that shit was cool. Like, I had some...
That was your second time, then.
Yeah, we had it. But see, remember, we was high as fuck that day. We drunk that shit. They gave us some edibles and a drink and shit for feet. Yeah, we was fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. My niece had a party. Yeah. Yeah, it was a bad joint. Like, as soon as I got in the car, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, this shit was terrible. But I finally got to, like, taste it with some, like I said, I had some pasta, like zucchini chicken and some spaghetti noodles or some shit like that. She was good.
So while we're high drinking this wine, like, all right, so what, you had zucchini, right? Did it enhance the flavor of the wine?
Yeah, it did. For me, it did.
Because we wasn't trying to do that when we first
had it. Just was tasting it. Yeah, because remember, Moochie was like, "Hun, try it." I'm like, all right, whatever. But that, like, now that I did it, that shit was good. It's really good, though. You know what I mean? And it's like, I think it's like 12.5%.
Oh, it was a high one.
That's a good time.
Yeah. It was a good joint. Not bad.
I have a whole book on food and, like, wine pairings.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is deep, man.
Yeah, it is. It
that
is.
Shit is really deep.
Cause some
man.
Shit just bring out flavors and certain shit. You know, what I mean?
It's deep.
Orlando, it's just wine and dessert.
Yeah,
it's a restaurant. Only thing is wine and dessert, exotic, like the glasses. We have a chocolate and shit.
Yeah. Oh shit.
was you drinking one?
No.
I was asking that because of simple.
That's
fact.
Like some Max Brenner shit.
Like, yeah, a lot of them wines probably had to be sweet.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my week. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't really drink much outside of that. I did, like, you know, the little soda jerk drums we had from last week. I had a couple of those yesterday, but you know what I mean?
I got to run that back. Man, I heard it's amazing.
Yo, it is. They're good little shot jerks.
Colder, yeah. I was listening to the episode.
Right. When
we
it's cold.
Not care for it in Tennessee.
Right. When it was cold, it's way better.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's me. That's me in a nutshell.
Run that back.
Anybody else? Week?
My week was cool. I think the only time I drunk some was yesterday for E's birthday.
Okay.
She used to rock, so I just bought a red berry. We was drinking that. Yeah.
I was getting busy. I took a nostalgic.
Yeah. That was the only time I drunk her, so that was only red berry Ciroc. I had that in a long time. Yeah.
Did we had that for the joint? No, we didn't. We didn't. We did the red and other.
Yeah, the damn.
Right, yeah. That's, listen.
Red berry Ciroc?
That shit.
Right. I'm taking pineapple over it.
CWSpirits.com.
Yeah, right. They do still got that shit.
Cool UMP5. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I still got a fresh bottle at home, but I don't just know.
Yeah, right. You're right. You don't be seen it nowhere.
No more. He got it for the aesthetics.
Right. It's nostalgic. Yeah. What about you, Pootie? What you got?
My week was cool. I had a fucked up night Monday.
Damn,
what? We was drinking with Kels for our birthday. I didn't know if I was going to make it back out to her or whatever. And we probably had about like 10 shots, and I ain't eat shit.
Oh, yeah. So you let it happen. Yeah,
so, you know, after we was drinking or whatever, I went in the house. Then I finally ate, and that shit came right back
right,
up.
Right.
And
that shit sat on top of it.
Mm-hmm. And I fell asleep in the fucking bathroom. Like, on the bathroom floor.
That sounds like
that
picture somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad joint. You wake up next to the toilet.
I threw all that shit up.
Damn.
Shit crazy.
Oh man, Abe, he got a picture of that shit. Abe got a picture of that shit because Tanisha FaceTimed him. She was like, "What the fuck y'all do to my husband?" And she was like, "I ain't do nothing. I left."
But she,
we see who ain't walking.
Yeah, I left. Right. I left with you.
Shout out.
You seem fine when we like
when we left.
Ways,
yeah,
man, yeah.
Like, I got in the house and everything kicked in.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Once you got home, down and settles.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah. Other than that, I had like a shot or two for. Oh, hey, Mr. Q, he had got a promotion or whatever, but that's it.
Well, congrats, Mr. Q.
Right. Shout out, Mr. Q. Dirty?
You don't remember.
Whole time motherfuckers been talking, I've been trying to think of what I did this week. I didn't do any. Oh, I drank on Sunday at Tim House.
What we have?
Everything.
Oh, we did. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Damn. We did. Yeah. Shit.
For Mother's Day.
Oh, Mother's Day. Damn, yeah, it was this past.
Cookout for my mom and all the ladies.
Word, word. I went in the backyard to say hi. I got kicked the fuck out. But they had liquor in the house, so that was cool.
Yes. Oh, all right.
We had a lot.
You weren't welcome there. You weren't welcome out back?
No.
Oh, right. I was literally just, hey, get the fuck out.
Oh, word.
Cool, say less.
Yeah. Shit happens. Yeah. What you got?
Well, sitting in her house.
Right.
Just took a trip to Mexico for my lady's birthday. Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
Y'all want me to keep this short?
Or absolutely, nigga. Right. What the fuck?
Right, well, yeah, I had a beautiful time.
Long-winded motherfucker.
An adults-only resort, the TRS Yucatan. The best resort villa that I've ever stayed on. Like, just period. And I've been many places, but that was the best resort I've ever stayed on. So I had a lot to drink. I don't even know where to start. Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
I had
right.
some Bandera Mexicanas. I've had a bunch of... I had a bunch of spicy tequilas, like, you know what I mean, spicy margaritas. I had a lot to drink, man.
Word.
I had a great time, enjoyed myself, man, recharged my battery a little bit. An awesome time. Senor Howe will be back next week.
Word.
Amazing week.
Cameraman just go outside and smoke it out.
Right, right, right. Yeah, he just set up and just move.
That's multiple.
Right, right. Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Do what you do.
Establishment.
Right.
I'll see you. I'm going to call
him out.
I'm like, okay.
Right, right.
It's the real deal.
Right. Just do what you do. So how was your week, cuz?
It was cool, man. What that was? Monday, Tuesday, door, we was at Cooper's, drinking that Don Julio.
Oh, that's your spot. Oh, I had plenty of that in Mexico,
we had
too.
Some Don Julio.
Yeah.
What was that? Wednesday, right? We did Wednesday. We
Word.
Out there drinking, you know what I mean? I mean, my man going through something, so I glad to go out there and hold him down. You know?
Absolutely.
As a real friend, drinks brother should. Out.
Absolutely. That's what's up.
Let me speak on that Don Julio real quick, right? So I asked a guy, one of the little hustlers on the beach, man.
Right.
Like, that's not really what they drink out there in Mexico, man. He named everything that we probably would think is bum juice. 1800.
Well,
it ain't bum juice,
we
but
don't drink it.
Like, he did. He was like, Don Julio, he was like, no, that ain't it out here, pretty much.
So they can't afford it.
Yeah, yo, listen.
Maybe they can't afford it.
He walking around, right? So we on the beach. He had like, I guess, maybe like a dime bag of weed. And I was like, no, I don't want that. I'm sitting, standing in the water, right? Then he went like this. I'm like, oh, I ain't trying to have that much fun.
Oh, you're not?
No.
They definitely going to try you.
Yeah. Right, right. They definitely will.
I got pills, e-pills. I'm like, yo, yeah, right. Good. Listen, man, I just had me some Monte Cristos and some... No, I had no meth.
Cause he white, you gonna sit it up.
His no didn't sound believable.
Right, right.
I don't do the pills, man. I ain't trying to get that new liquor and you know some other things that you know pretty much settles me
like,
down.
That covers a lot. Like just talk about a lot.
Other things is a lot.
That could be meth.
No,
absolutely.
Meth. I don't even know what that is.
You out of pocket.
Yeah, man.
Definitely pull up to the side.
Right. How much we talking? Yeah. I'm trying to have a great time.
Yeah.
had quite a few Cubans, man, and went
absolutely.
Went skinny dipping with the lady after that, man.
What?
That's like a TMI moment. You know what I mean? Like, we ain't need to know that.
That definitely was a cocaine moment.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, we ain't need to know that.
We all grown in.
Right, but that, we don't want to imagine this shit, though. Like, right.
This nigga talking like his own.
No,
you
just
put the image there.
Hey, listen, that's authentic.
No.
Okay.
This nigga talking like this is OnlyFans or something.
Right, I don't know what's going on.
Saying anything.
I'm Privileged Plus.
Yeah. He definitely subscribed.
Or is it after dark? It's getting dark.
It's a minus.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, that's
but carry on, man. Carry on. Man. I just had to speak on that.
Absolutely.
We know.
So Cousin E, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, like how you got into like the industry? Like, tell us a little bit about where you started at. I should say that. You know what I mean?
Better. Me and Beans, we first cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got in the game. Beans' mom and my pop brothers and sisters. So
okay.
It's crazy that when we was kids, I used to be the rapper. He used to be the
beatbox.
Beatbox, but I used to rap.
Yeah.
Wow. And then it flipped the script. He became the megastar.
Right.
And I became his cousin. Like, when he first got in the game, like, I was role managing, I was DJing, I was doing everything. You know what I mean? So that's how I really got in the game with in the music game through my cousin.
Okay.
Word. Shout out my cousin.
Hey, shout out Beans, you know what I mean? Broad sure. Street Bully, you know what I mean? We know we got nothing but love for him. Yeah, that's come absolutely. On, man. Nothing but love for Beans, you know what I'm saying?
That's how I got the game.
Yeah. Just
learned the game, started doing my own thing.
Okay.
Okay. I have a question for you. How did Phil stepping into that role being like, I'm not sure if y'all were like around it or anything like that before, but like stepping into that role being just like regular niggas and then.
Like, right, being those niggas.
Your role manager right. around.
It was crazy because, like, I remember the first time we went up to New York, and he did, what was that?
597?
No, first time we went up there, he did Reservoir Dogs. That's the first time I went up there.
First time.
Wow.
God damn. Dogs.
That's the first time I went. He went up there previous
right.
with.
Right, right, right.
But first time I went up there, he did Reservoir Dogs. So we went in the studio. I'm walking in the studio. I'm like, damn, I'm just seeing Jay and on what was it on TV videos? I just seen Streets is Watching. So I'm
right, right.
The studio. These niggas sitting in the studio, right? I'm sitting there like, damn. I'm sitting there on some chill shit, but really, I'm like, damn. Like, I'm really,
right. Wow.
You gotta keep your composure.
Right.
So they do. Beans went to go lay his verse. Next thing you know, I'm sitting there. It actually was the same studio as Choir where Pac got hit at.
Oh,
okay. So that was crazy. Damn. Like, damn. I'm like, damn. They're like, yo, you know, this is the joint where Pac got hit at. So we was in that studio, and then I'm sitting there. I see Clue walking through the door, and Bleak walking through the door. I'm like, right. Oh shit! These all these niggas I just seen on the streets was watching. Like, right. I got like a little mini handy cams and sneak taping the niggas and shit.
He's doing his bootleg,
yeah, right. Niggas not gonna believe this shit,
right? I don't know. Beans them got that footage. I don't know. I actually got that footage of them recording everybody in the studio.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where that fucking footage at. They took it and used it for like a documentary, but I never got it back.
Oh damn!
So, but. It was just wild, man. It was crazy.
That had to be a crazy-ass time, bro. Like,
real shit.
Because that shit, like, you know what I mean? Because one at that time, like, I was probably in, like, high school when it really started to blow, like, around 2000. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't nobody fucking with Philly, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really had a movement that was, like, nobody could fuck with. Everybody wanted to take from us and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, looking at that shit now, like, damn, we all of them niggas should all be in, like, different places. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely should.
All
definitely.
Of them.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Because he really put together some shit. Like, you know what was crazy? As a kid, I used to think that all them niggas knew each other when he worked their property together.
Not at all.
So when you kind of find out, like, damn, niggas, he just put a bunch of niggas from Philly together and that shit just rocked like that.
Well, Sadiq actually put everybody together.
Oh, yeah.
Sadiq, rest in peace, the Real Roller.
Mm.
All of them, like, Black Friday.
Yeah.
So Sadiq actually started putting all of them together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Skin on them because, like, niggas came out of nowhere.
Right.
Next, you know, we going up, we going to New York. Next, you know, we see extra niggas in the van. We like, who them? Like, who this nigga?
right. Niggas from all different parts of the city, though. That's crazy.
Right. That's the crazy thing.
Came family, you know what I mean?
Right. So, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you said that. So, like, speaking of state prop, like, do you still keep in contact with them guys? Like,
every day.
That's what's up.
Every day. That's what's up.
Every day. All
that's love.
I mean, that's cool. That's my real family.
That's cool, bro.
That's love. Absolutely. So I got a question for you. Like, I remember the first time I remember seeing you, it was on a DVD with Ace and them and Bugsy and
eating that joint.
Yeah, nigga. He was in the background geeking like crazy. Like, yo, yeah, right. Yo, this shit was crazy. Like, if you seen that joint, I'm like, who the fuck is that though? You know what I'm saying? Cause he was looking like shit.
That shit was crazy because right, how that started was there's me and Ace just talking shit on the phone with each other.
Right.
So it was basically Freeway Squad, Ice City.
Right, Ice City.
Against Bugsy and them Takedown. We were talking shit.
Right.
And we took it to Ace Man Garage. There was a garage. So all of a sudden, like, the fucking whole city just popped up out of nowhere.
Right. And everybody was in that joint.
It was real legendary. Nope, it was no arguments, no nothing. No, it was all love. But everybody just was spitting.
That shit was crazy.
Here come your man out of nowhere, Hollow Man.
Hollow Man, listen, Area F.
Yo, he was asleep.
he did his thing.
He did his thing.
Definitely did his thing.
We was hyped. He Ness walked in. You know,
right.
he fresh off of making a bang.
Right.
And he like, yeah, Ness. Who gonna fuck with Ness? Hollow Man was like, I got it. He was like, who you?
Right. Hollow Man come out of nowhere right with this shit.
He started.
Yeah, that shit was legendary, dog. Like, even with Bugsy. See, remember how we met Bugsy? This nigga got into, like, a car accident around the way. He the car. He abandoned the car and shit. We just go through the car, find a CD. Like, yo,
that's,
who
that's
the fuck
how
is
we
this?
Started listening to his music.
Like, yo, this shit really
he
hot though.
Down to the island at us.
Yes,
this nigga thieves, yo.
No, like no, it was, he had a chick with him too, though. So yeah. She had cred, but the cops, like, you know what I mean? They chased after him. The chick was like glass in her forehead type
shit. She was fucked up.
Hey, Bugs, yeah. You got to bring this up, bro.
Yeah. It was like some real crazy ass shit that happened. So that's how we found out about him. So when I see him on a DVD, I'm like, yo, whoever he going against should just quit because this shit bad. Like, I think it was Face, if I'm not mistaken, from Ice City.
It definitely was, but I didn't want to see his name.
Yo, yeah, yo. It was. I went up. Yo.
He said I had a couch with a bunch of G's. Because
he was like, in the beginning, he was cool. Then Bugsy started. I'm like, damn, this shit bad. Like, God
Bugsy
damn.
Put the hat to the back. It was a wrap.
Yeah, yo. He was on some shit, man. But that's some shit. Yeah, that was like legendary times, though. Like, y'all literally had everybody in. I think Miss J was Bugsy, in the background. Yeah.
Me and Bugsy talk every day in the chat. We all in the chat. Me, Bugs, D, Deion Waiters, Lou Will. We all talk every day.
Oh,
that's
yeah. That's an expensive ass group chat, ain't it?
Spank, Plastic Cup Boy.
Oh, okay.
You know, all y'all there.
That's Philly nice. To the devil. Yo, we seen the one John when y'all was I think when that's probably when the pandemic first started and he was saying that Erykah Badu was from Philly.
Oh yeah.
He like dog.
He's like Erykah Badu feature Common.
Confident as shit, right?
Like she's not from Philly. She's not from Philly. You being a bad sport. No, nigga, your Google is wrong. My nigga Luke.
Yeah. That shit was love though, man. That shit was funny
that,
shit.
During that pandemic, during the quarantine, we used to go on live and do like verses. Like okay, we had our own verses.
Yeah, yeah.
Verses.
Okay, with
within our group. So we used to go on there, it used to be me, Spank, Ayo,
mm-hmm.
QDZ. All
okay.
Used to be on there, Lou. We always be on there doing our own verses.
Right, right.
And they started hating and cutting our joints. They started clipping our joints up. We just getting more views. Like we wasn't doing it for fun.
Right.
We was going to, everybody was stuck in the house.
Yeah.
So we was doing it for fun. So there was some legendary great battles. We did it all that.
Absolutely.
It helped us get through the quarantine. Good.
Yo.
Gee.
Yo, but that's funny because that's how we, that's kind of like why we started this shit. Like, so we was just like FaceTiming. It's like a group of like
25 of us.
It's 25 in a group mess. So we just was FaceTiming each other, just doing shots. Like, yo, what's up? Shot o'clock, we up. Fuck it, you at work, it don't matter. Then go to the car, get you a shot, we out. So that's kind of like how we started this shit. Like, it just literally was like one of them things where niggas was stuck in the crib. Like, you know what I mean? You don't want to lose your fucking mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. Wasn't nobody at work, everybody had COVID.
Right. That's true, too. Right. Niggas,
you're not, you're not a group either. So don't worry
I am
about
in the group.
He is. But he's just this iPad.
On my
that
don't iPad. Count.
He barely
Listen,
got
and
on.
I was at work.
He barely got an iPad.
I was at work. Barely got struggle it. Fighting a good fight.
I mean, he a postman. That's why he talks
to me. On them streets.
Look. Shout out to Drees Drop.
They was looking Jackson?
At that PUA's. They was on his ass.
They was dead serious about the PUA's, dog.
Niggas outside waiting for you.
Like that.
What you got for me?
Right. Yeah. He said this nigga, he was delivering shit to abandoned houses and shit. Nigga, I know nobody live there. Oh, nigga,
man.
I live here, nigga, with my check.
Yo, they started putting mailbox on abandoned houses. Man. Listen, dog.
You got it, boss.
Listen, it's a structure. Toss that shit in there. Listen, I'm going to keep walking. You got it.
Yeah. Right. None of my business.
Ain't none of my business.
Right. That's
the
crazy.
The address still exists, man.
Hey, fuck it. It is what it is, though.
Absolutely, IRS going to call you. Make it your business.
I'm making my business. They put a mailbox on that plywood. It's theirs. Fuck that.
Nigga said, who the handler? Call a boy Dre.
Or Senior Howe.
Right.
Senior
One of them fucking AKAs. So, yeah. So, how did y'all... Just to kind of segue, but how did y'all come up with Lavish? Like, you know what I mean? Just hearing about it off camera and everything, like, the concept is all
that. That's my man, Bob. He started out at a food truck. Then he went to a Lavish, a restaurant on 4308 Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
At first, he was just serving regular food. But, you know, it was moving. But then he came up with this idea. $5 players, you get paws of meat. And two sides.
I mean,
so fish, chicken,
a protein.
Shrimp.
Right.
He got salmon. Sometimes he make, like, he be having specials. You might get some pepper chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But you get two sides with it. I mean,
very, very
that's
affordable.
What's up.
Man.
Right. That's
very
what's
$5.
Affordable. $5
you
platter.
You can't beat that.
Right.
Man.
When he said that shit, damn.
And to eat good for $5,
yeah,
man.
Shout out to GL Jupiter. Once he put it on his blog.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly who that is.
That shit went crazy.
Yeah,
people from Baltimore, Boston, driving down. Just we heard just about it.
Right, right. What's
heard
up?
About this file, and then nobody was never unsatisfied. Everybody was happy.
That's what's up. So now y'all opening up another spot.
I know exactly. Yep. He definitely big on YouTube. And that's how I found out a lot of places I eat from.
Yeah.
From following the boy GL Jupiter.
Okay.
Go out, taste testing a bunch of different restaurants. Okay. He said, I didn't pay attention to that one, but I've definitely been on his Instagram all the time.
That's what's
he
up.
Always posting shit, yeah, for sure.
Damn, well, let me shout out to him. I mean,
I'll be
love,
lavish.
Man. That shit, you know what I mean?
Shout out to GL Jupiter, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's big love. Shots. Absolutely, man. So is there anything else you got your hand in, man? Like, you know, you're a busy man. You seem like you're traveling like every day, so.
Yeah.
On the move.
We got like, I got a couple weekends coming up. Like, in June 4th to 7th, we got Big Homie Tank weekend. We
absolutely. Shout out to Big Homie.
Big Homie Tank.
It's like our eighth year doing it.
Damn.
What about the cruise? You still do that cruise?
Nah, we actually stopped the cruise right before the pandemic. Like,
okay. Damn, that's crazy.
How many years was that running about?
Two.
Two years, okay.
Only two in that joint.
Yeah. Was it the MLK?
MLK weekend, yep. MLK weekend.
That's what okay.
I saw Bahama Cruise. Yep.
Nigga did his homework.
Right. Right.
And then we got July 16th to the 19th, we got No Sleep South Beach weekend.
Okay.
That's all back right. In Miami. Then,
so right. You just don't like to sleep when we do these events, man. Y'all don't like to sleep, huh? Hey! Something's keeping him up.
That's what he'll say. He's like, y'all niggas be high. Stop.
Right.
After that, we're going back to Houston with my man, North Philly Shay, North Philly Meach, for their birthday.
I won't go
to Shy birthday. So we got Houston. We just did Houston, so we're going back again.
Like, I hear a lot about Houston. Like, really, like that as far as like the
Houston
atmosphere, the live events.
Yeah, it definitely it's lit out there. Right. You know, Houston never really was shut down like Atlanta.
Shit.
Miami, they stayed open.
Damn. Okay.
So it was.
I ain't even know that.
Oh, right, look. I didn't know that either.
Look, main man, look, because he go to Atlanta like every other weekend, so that's like his second home.
You know, he Houston, does it put you in the mind of like Atlanta, how they party out there? Was
yeah,
it like,
definitely.
Okay, all right.
Definitely. Mm.
H-town. Listen, they knew that nigga James Harden. They knew that nigga. Like, yo, hey, come. It's money upstairs.
They dirty.
They were sick when he had to leave Houston.
Hide your money, y'all.
Hide your money, y'all.
I guess we got to make a trip to Houston.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's have
yep.
it.
What's them dates, Tank? Tank, what's them dates? Houston.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I'm. Yeah,
yeah
I'm
looking kicking in.
Right. Listen.
Oh, yeah, I gotta think of that.
I know I'm feeling this
Listen.
Shit.
Listen. I'm thinking about that Houston trip.
Right.
Got shit on three of my cups.
Y'all. Say no more.
Oh, three of your cups.
Coyote, DJ.
Goddamn.
And Graham Leander.
He ain't driving.
He ain't driving. He trying to be like how he was down in Tennessee.
23rd to the 26th. Can I make that move?
I mean, we can make it happen. I mean, once I'm done with this shit next month, I'm good.
Y'all can get a podcast out there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Listen,
man.
That's the plan.
That's yeah.
our idea.
Let's do it.
Listen, we can do that. I mean, cause like I said, once I get us out the way, I'm good. Like, I'm already officially married. I got married, like, last year in November. But we doing, like, a destination wedding. So we going to Jamaica that same weekend that y'all doing Big Homie Tank joint in Miami. So we going to be down in Jamaica for a week. But after this shit is over with, I'm good. I'm free.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Listen.
Free. Yeah, I'm free. I've been wanting to go to Houston. I only had like a layover there. And I remember my sisters and them, they did the All-Star game, whatever year that was. But, you know what I'm saying? I ain't
is
never
that,
been to
is
Houston.
Is that the time when you felt as though the plane's falling off?
Hell yeah. Remember, I was stuck in Houston for like a whole day.
Really?
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to go to Dallas that time with me.
That shit was bad, dog. They was trying to make it seem like, oh, we going to go to Houston and drop off and we going to pick back up. Nigga, I was in Houston all day. My phone died, everything. It was a bad moment. Like I was
He wasn't feeling that.
I was mad as shit.
This after the game, too.
Yeah, I was mad as shit. We lost. Oh, yeah, we lost the game. Boy, broke his collarbone.
And Roman broke his collarbone.
Yeah, I was mad as shit. We did this. Never mind. I can't say that.
Whoa!
I can't say that. Cut that part out.
Can we edit that?
Absolutely, I gotta edit that.
Bobby edited
that. I got in trouble for that shit last time.
Shout out to Bobby.
Right. But yeah. So yeah, y'all got some shit planned though, man. That's what's up.
I mean, we missed the whole last summer.
Yeah,
gotta make up for it.
Oh, you gonna make up
for that?
Yeah. Yeah, so this Miami shit probably about to be ignorant. You know how them motherfuckers.
I mean, also, this Friday, we coming up. Y'all ain't doing that. We got a sneaker gala.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been seeing that.
For my man Tyleek and Bob's birthday at Victorian.
Yeah, yeah. I did Victorian, see that.
So, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be there. Also, I'm working with an artist named Nucci. She going to be performing next Saturday at Bucks with Jada.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh yeah, so you still moving, man?
Yeah, still moving.
I mean, he like shit don't stop.
That's how you diversify.
Absolutely. That's what's up, man. Like, you know what I mean? You got to keep it moving because at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Shit ain't gonna stop. I mean, bills ain't gonna stop, but we all know that shit.
We learned that from the pandemic.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. They like this. We don't give a fuck what stop. Like,
what the fuck we gonna do now?
Right, right.
They shut all the clubs down.
Right.
You gotta notice. You gotta notice.
Yeah, shit got real goofy, man. They was on some shit, man. They laid my wife off, nigga. They weren't trying to cut no checks. I'm like, this shit getting crazy out here.
They said this shit was gonna be 2 weeks.
I ain't never seen so many after hours and shit opened up during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So many speakeasies.
Yeah. Shit, my sister opened up one.
Pandemic turned people to real hustlers, man.
For real.
I ain't never seen so many pop up car washes, man.
Niggas was grinding.
In Philly, man, and got every other corner, man. It's a pop up car
do what
wash.
You gotta
man,
do.
Tent, man. Stone cold like hustlers out there.
Definitely gotta grind.
Definitely.
So listen, what we about to do? We gotta drink something else now. What's up?
Let's go.
You want something else? I'm ready to do say. Let's go.
Say?
I already got some.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Shall we doing do say?
Oh yeah. Hold up.
We're doing it.
I got no do say.
Are we doing?
I do. Yeah. I'm gonna do say.
We mixing.
Oh,
y'all trying to kill
me.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. You can say what. No, look. We used to this, but you ain't got to.
You ain't got to fuck with us on that.
I've been sleeping on one of them bitches over there.
They look comfortable.
Listen, I got over here, I got some champagne, too. Shout out to my man, Ave.
Champagne, Ave. That lead to headaches and all kinds of shit. Good thing I got to go home tonight, though, but fuck that. Last time we did that shit, I think it was for Dree's birthday. Nigga, I got
champagne. We did have that for Dree's birthday.
Yeah, we had that 42, and I think we had the champagne, right?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Was it a white bottle also?
Yeah. That was bullshit, man. Like, he liked to drink the champagne shit. He wanted the 42 for his birthday.
Sound like Tank yeah. champagne, man.
Nah, fuck that.
Oh, man, let's give me champagne.
Oh, shit. Fuck that.
Niggas think they sophisticated.
Yeah, fuck that. You can pop that shit over there. I'm good. I ain't fucking with it. But let's go. Come on, shot o'clock, baby. Let's get it.
Hold up. Let's get it, yo.
They got nothing. Oh, wait.
Y'all got to be on point.
Y'all ain't the only ones,
right,
man.
We got the killer.
Listen. Killer's on, ain't it?
Oh, no, I'm fucking up, too, because I ain't got nothing in my cup, man.
Oh, it's a joint right there. It's down there.
No, because I had to finish the.
Oh, all right. I'm about to say it's down there.
Shit. Grand Landing.
Oh, yeah. We.
Damn, I'm glad I seen the top. I was about
to. Back there. So well, look who we got here.
Anybody else?
I think they want to drink the tequila though.
They want the Grand Lander.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You can get Grand Lander, CW Spirits.
That's right.
.com.
You want
B5.
Shout out.
Who birthday?
Who's your birthday? Lavish
right there.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
Oh, word.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
Shout out to the club. Hey, Leek, welcome to the 40-40 club. My man just turned 40.
Absolutely. Oh, what's up, man?
Happy 40. Happy
birthday.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
Absolutely.
Got to reload.
Right.
That Ducey is good.
Ain't nothing like the Ducey, dog.
I got another question for you,
let's go.
I know you've been drinking the Grand Lander, and you said you fuck with it, but we've also been told you fuck with the Douce. So why is Douce like a choice for you?
It's smooth. It don't hit hard like Henny do.
Here we
facts.
Go. Talk that talk.
I'm the Henny guy.
It don't hit you hard.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
How long you been drinking Henny?
Douce.
I mean, well.
He's trying to get a feel for
like, when did you start drinking Henny? All right, so
take your
okay.
All right,
yeah. So
it's changed. It wasn't always that rough.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's changed.
I don't know if it changed or not, but I just know when I drink that and I drink the Douce, it's a little smooth.
We've had so much Henny.
That's why I asked you that. Because we've had so much Henny, whereas though, like we noticed the change.
It hit it.
It's became popular. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
It never was not popular, but more people are like drinking.
Yeah, the quality
more.
Of so it like, just went down.
Like for the average man's pockets.
Poor man.
I ain't gonna say that, but like, all right, so. It's become the E&J from the culture, you know, from where we from.
Right.
I mean, where we all from, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it's the E&J. Pretty much
no,
right
not.
Now.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no,
I wouldn't
not.
Say it's that bad. No, E&J, I can't even stomach. I wouldn't even, like, you know what I mean? Like, on my worst day, I wouldn't fuck with it. But Henny is, but, you know what I mean?
No, not as far as the taste, but as far as, like, how people are buying it.
Oh, well,
up
yeah.
Right now.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Like, shit, yeah. Remember what they said? Like, when I went to the one of them Jones, the pandemic, when they was looting the stores, they stole, they said, like, I think it was like a half a mil worth of fucking Henny. Like Henny. Yep.
Yeah. Like, Hove said that, right?
I mean, no, like, I know the lady I talked to at the store. She's like, that's why I ain't got no fucking Henny.
Yeah,
they stole
the,
all
the
that
shortage.
Shit.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, they listen, fucked that
I
shit
know,
up.
I because I bought a bottle of a few people.
I know somebody had a bottle.
I didn't get the Henny. I got some bullshit with it. I was kind of late, man. I was getting like wine bottles.
No, listen.
What's the Telesport?
They was shitting on you.
Yeah, shit.
No, listen. I had Henny XO for like a bean. It's a $200 bottle.
I wish I'd have met
that
guy that you ran into, he, man.
I think he had like 10 bottles of Henny XO.
Damn.
Bought two more off of him.
I'm like, I get barefoot. That should be on sale $3 at
the time. The crazy part is, I'm like, I'm thinking I'm getting a deal. She's like, yeah, I'm getting cheap for like $7 or $8 a bottle. I'm going to Google that shit. That's how much the shit is. Get that off
of me. Like, I don't
you got it. You supposed to just hand that shit up. Here you go.
It's
some shit that's left over.
It's a pound.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh, here you go. Thank you.
Yo, you know what's funny, man? I just forgot about this shit. Remember, he was actually like some
Drees Drops.
Yeah, he was calling shit Drees Drops.
Oh, yeah.
So he would
shout
go over to Jersey to fucking, what was it? Total Wine, Roger Wilco. Wait in the motherfucking line and then get everybody shit. Come back, drop the shit off at your door. All right, here you go. Cash
two,
at
two,
me.
Three Drees definitely
yeah,
held
he
us
was
down.
On his
shout
shit.
To Milmatic. Milmatic, my man Milmatic, he was cashing out with that 42 in the zoo.
Yeah?
What? He was killing him. The whole pandemic.
Taking motherfucking checks.
right.
Well, it was killing him, that whole pandemic.
Listen, you got to do what you got to fucking do,
that,
man. Shit was crazy.
Bill was stimulated.
Yeah, yo, listen, them stimulus checks helped a lot of motherfuckers out, dog. This shit's real out here.
Some people are still.
I got cheated.
Yo.
Everybody was opening them jokes. I was looking mad. I was a hater.
I definitely spent that on liquor.
Did you?
What?
Man, the whole joke.
I was out of work for a month. I got a check. Drink every fucking day?
Every day. Yo, we went through bottles at least every other day. We went through a bottle every other day.
Drees made trips maybe 3 or 4 times a week.
Shout out to 2-3 Drees, man. No, you was out there, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, he definitely was.
Making them run.
He was just leaving that shit at the door. Yo, your shit outside.
Niggas be on FaceTime for like 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah,
we finished bottles on FaceTime for 3 hours.
My phone about to hang up. I'm call y'all back in an hour. See ya.
That shit was crazy.
Right back on. Yeah. It was like a conference call.
Right.
It's a big ass conference call.
Talking about nothing. Just drink.
Right. Drinking. Yeah, that was.
So what y'all niggas doing
like
today?
Like how we was.
Listen.
We started Zoom and everything. We up there all night having Zoom, playing music. We had people. That shit used to go down.
Y'all having a good time.
Right, Lee? Zoom used to go down, Lee. We had dances on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
y'all was turned up.
Oh, y'all was.
Oh, really?
So I leave with the cash at K. Cash at me. Now, you hear me say, who is the cash at? Then when he go home and his wife beat him the fuck.
I mean, he said that, right?
Wait, he told himself, right?
He got me in trouble. No, I didn't. Who was the cash?
It's just the voice. The camera's not. It's just the voice. The camera's not on any particular person besides them.
I'm saying everybody witnessed it.
Yeah, right.
I ain't say nothing. He said it.
Yeah, right.
But it kept your mind off of certain things, man. Yeah. Kept you positive, man. That's kept y'all, you know, intertwined with each other, man. You know what I mean? Off of what was going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, pretty much. And kept y'all focused, man. On
like a moment.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No, it did. Like, it did, man. Like,
he used a big word and got lost.
Right. He said, Right.
So, all right. So, I'm the one that goes, pause. I was about to say something.
Yeah. Don't say that word.
I'm a deep thinker, man. I sit up here and I say certain things, man.
That what? Listen, they go to left.
They call me the emotional one, man. So, I get what you're saying, man. Kept y'all in tune with each other, man. You know what I mean? From doing something that you probably don't want to do. Like, right. You know what I mean? Positive vibes all day long. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I wasn't a part of their little
That's because you work and you don't have an iPhone. Like everybody else here got an iPhone. Or something.
Android I'm part of the group, but so I'm not a green guy.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. You text him, this shit come up.
Right. Yo, he just came with you. Now I'm the green guy.
You are.
I'm the green guy.
You are.
That's not good.
That's, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
That's a slow ass. Yo, them text messages come slow as shit.
Yeah, yeah, right. But see,
I'm the green guy.
Yo, you gotta kick him out.
Kick him out.
This shit could go right.
Everybody test you coming in different.
Right, right.
We got to download fucking apps for him to be a part of our shit.
Well, like, I really realize it's such an annoyance to you iPhone users. Like, it really is. Yeah.
It is.
So
yeah.
Why
it
do you want
like,
it?
Why is it because of that? Just, that color. Like,
nigga,
like,
your message, if you drop a long message, it's going to come in like 3-4 different parts, and it won't be in order.
Right, that's why
it won't be in the group.
He don't like that it's green like you're a Cowboys fan.
I was
you should hate. You should hate green. Though.
My shit don't come up green. Mine's blue, bro.
He gets it.
Mine's is blue. I got blue messages. Yo, you got green messages.
Not on my iPad. Well, I'll get to y'all when I get home.
You don't never have your iPad. Your son be brodying you for that, John.
He is. Little D's will be brodying me.
Shit happens,
you know, I work that shit better than I do, be honest.
I bet you do, because you still got that fucking Android.
Right. I love Android, man.
It was
sound like my man Dorian over there.
Listen. Oh, you got Android too?
Android came too.
You made a friend.
He's talking about no FaceTime.
God damn.
They going duo.
The duo came.
No, duo. Yeah, duos.
Yeah, right. That's it.
Duos connected to my. Listen. And then
all his videos coming. Oh,
spraying yourself, dog.
Oh, shit.
The bubbly.
Right, yeah, the pocket.
The bottle getting wet.
Mr. Bubbly.
Paul. And I ain't even... It wasn't me this time.
That's your shit, though, ain't it?
That's what you call him,
ain't it?
Look. Mr. Bubbly.
See, and then you say it that way.
Yeah,
we had a moment. We were trying to. Somebody wanted to get kicked out of a group message. We couldn't because this fucker was in it. Like,
we had to start a new one.
We had to start a whole new group message because we couldn't kick him out. Like,
sometimes I feel like that. Hey, so. Hey,
oh, right. That's why it was Drees.
I feel like the outsider, man. Light skin.
That's what you go.
Amongst the brown skin brothers, man. They got the iPhones popping on, man. I like being different, man.
It's fine.
I mean, you already different. You already different.
You got all new colors.
I'm not fucking with that.
No, he said no.
Yeah, don't fuck with that.
He said no.
If you try and go out after this, that ain't the move.
What's the move?
He making the move.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Man. Who
for who?
Yo, he just said he don't drink. Why you trying to get the man fucked up?
No.
So...
I mean, I'm not telling him no. He said no because I'm saying we're on a together no right here. Yeah.
So I don't know who that is. I know you said you don't drink like that, but is there any particular like drink that you've had that's like, you know, it stays in your home, you know, stays with you, like something your go-to drink,
your go-to drink, right.
Like something that like
the Douce.
Okay. Straight.
Douce.
Straight.
No, well, lemonade.
There you go.
That's a good joint. That's a good joint. That's a good joint.
Classic.
What kind of lemonade, though?
You got to see the right one.
Oh, don't
you got to see the right one.
Don't say nothing, cat. Don't say the pressure on.
I'm privileged drinker.
Don't say nothing, cat.
What's the name of that shit, man?
Simply.
God damn.
Give it up, fucking tape.
That's the one, though. That's the one.
You got it right.
Hey, no five.
The two for five. Absolutely.
The two for five.
Absolutely.
I thought he was going to go to turkey. I was like, no.
Yeah. No, not the turkey.
Turkey bad.
Turkey has too much sugar in it.
Yeah, it's too sweet.
Turkey bad. I don't like turkey.
Yeah.
Huh?
Turkey Hill, yeah.
Right, yeah, y'all, yeah.
Simply the best joint.
Yeah, we do same.
Because it's bitter, but it ain't too sweet, though. So that shit's cool.
Have you?
That shit is nasty.
Had
the Douce XO? No,
I never had it.
Douce XO is really fucking good.
We got you.
What are we talking about?
Douce
XO.
You
say you never had
Douce
XO.
We do. We're going to make that happen. We're going to get you a bottle of Douce XO.
Word. All right, yeah, we got you then.
Yeah, we got you.
That's legit.
It's hard to find, but we got you. Yeah, that shit. Yo,
listen.
If you like that, you're going to love that shit, though, because it's like.
It's like no kick to it at all.
At all. Yeah. And you don't like you're not a drinker, so it's just
right.
It's way smoother than this.
If you hate Henny, if you don't like Henny now, you're really gonna hate it after you have
it. Right, right.
Yeah, you might throw any bottle of Henny you got in your house. You gonna throw the drink?
Yeah, just
they set it on ice or no? It is on ice. All right, mm-hmm. The best version of Douce XO is on ice. Yeah, Little chill.
That's a good joint.
Shit perfect.
The box coming. This big ass fucking box. Like a sneaker box. This shit big as shit.
I think that's something we should pop out for him in Houston. We gonna do that?
You gonna bring it on the plane? you gonna find that nigga? This shit hard to find.
It is hard to find.
That shit hard as shit to find.
Or, and when
we know people that know people.
All right, we'll talk about it in our meeting. Right, man. I ain't gonna sit up here. We got you. Period.
Word. Oh yeah,
that, I mean, appreciate you. We'll figure out how we are gonna do it. You got you a bottle.
Absolutely. I mean, especially if you fuck with the Duce, because like I said, that XO shit different.
All right. It is.
I'm telling you, right, if you get that, you might not go back to regular.
You probably might not.
You might never go back.
It was a
something going on that night, and me and Abe had it first.
Oh right!
I stopped everything I was doing to text all these niggas like, "Oh my fucking god, y'all gotta have this shit!" Like, it was that smooth and it was that like good.
Yeah, I think
you don't like, feel and, no. But
even that was like the beginning of this year. I think it was like January or something.
Even
like
after him saying some shit like that, it wasn't hyped up. It was like, oh, that was right. Like,
yeah,
because yeah,
you hit it right on the head.
It was the playoffs. I think Washington was playing against the Bucks, and we was at Booch crib. Shout out to Booch.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought that
shout out to Tank trying to sneak out the building, y'all. Y'all see him try to sneak out?
He definitely did though. Shout out, big homie.
Yeah, take a shot.
Good. He definitely tried to skate out, though.
There you go.
Give him a cup.
I got my eye on him the whole time.
He definitely skated, though. Yeah.
So who taking a drink of?
Oh, he need to say.
My man was like, yo, you about to leave? I was like, no, I'm parked across the street.
Well, come on, take a shot, man. I don't know who you is, man.
Lil, he definitely tried to skate, though. He got some shit going on.
He really about to leave, though.
Let him know what's going on, man.
Paul was good.
Closer to the mic, boss.
I said, Paul. All right. It was good. It's big homie Tank.
You want me doing?
Team Good Times, you know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Like I said, we got a couple things coming up. Big homie Tank weekend is the 8th annual year, June 4th to the 7th. Then No Sleep, what's that, July 16th to the 18th. And then we got Houston coming up again. July 23rd to the 26th, you know. Just trying to give everybody a good time out of town, you know what I'm saying? That's all.
Absolutely, you know, man, for sure.
Philly on some shit right now, so get everybody out.
Absolutely, yeah, man. You know? You ain't lying about that. Yo,
yo.
Yep. Y'all getting a fight? Well, we're trying to find a spot right now to host, you know what I mean, to get a fight viewing that.
Oh, right. Man. That is that same weekend.
Yeah, that shit dropped right on our last. Right.
Yeah, that's love. That's
of, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely.
Damn, that's what's up.
That's a good job.
That's love.
I heard about that dude saying I'm waiting on it.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
It's around. It's around. It's around.
Talking about the XO.
Yeah, right. He said, no, not this one. Yeah, we got y'all. Listen, that shit is official.
Good. Yeah, don't worry about that.
We all right, come on, y'all ready? Come on.
Y'all, when y'all get that, we got to get a response from y'all. We got to see how y'all feel.
Yeah, we definitely need to know how y'all feel about it, because we
all get that shit a 10.
Yeah, absolutely. 10 out of 10, absolutely.
You drink?
Yeah.
I mean, he's drinking now.
Let's go, y'all. Let's get it. Shot of clock, baby.
Drink up.
Drinking ice for the last hour. But we're gonna keep taking these shots with y'all, yo.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby. I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
He's not mixing, dog. He's not
mixing. Take your time.
He was doing.
You got the right one next to
you. What?
What? No,
because
he said
what the fuck? No, I said, yeah, he said he's drinking the Grand Leander, dog. What are you talking about?
The fuck is going on?
You out of pocket, man.
Yo,
appreciate you, bro, man.
We highly appreciate it,
man.
Indeed, big homie Tank. That's funny as shit. So, anything else you want to tell the folks, man? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got anything that you're doing? Anything you want to tell the people? You just want them to just watch and just pay attention to what you're doing.
Pay attention.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, definitely pay attention.
How can they reach you then?
Cousin E215 on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
How you spell cousin though? People might fuck that up.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
C-U-Z-I-N-E.
See, you should have fucked it up, because I wouldn't put E on them.
See, the English language. 215.
Fucked up,
bro. I swear.
That shit sound like that. That shit sound right.
I'm being honest. Yeah, like, I wouldn't put the
English language slang. That shit get real crazy.
Feed the questions, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so give us some shit, man. Like, tell us something that a lot of motherfuckers don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the streets,
we need one
some, yeah, just one little joint.
Tell us a little deep dark one.
Not what? No.
What? About fucking wrong with you.
Hey, yo, see, I mean, I appreciate y'all for having me out here. I'm right here. Oh, this one back, yo. This, I gotta go,
camera
man.
Camera one. Camera one.
Said,
go ahead, talk to camera one.
Absolutely. Yeah, that,
you saying anything now. What are you talking about?
What be on your fucking mind, man?
Like, it's that deep, dark one.
Like,
hey, yo.
You go ahead, everybody leaving this joint like that. It was cool. That light skin motherfucker different, though.
It's been a pleasure.
Right. Hey, this going to be the last time we ever invited back to this bitch. Right.
Don't bring him back.
We leaving him next time. Right. I'll tell you now.
Right. But go ahead.
Definitely charge him.
I mean,
I don't know.
It's a lot. Just on some Rockefeller shit, man, because you was around for a lot of that shit, man. Like, it's...
Tell me something y'all want to ask. As though I know something y'all want to ask.
This is the thing. That's their ear right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Because I can tell stories for days. So tell me something y'all want to ask.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something good, though.
So, all right, I got one. Was you there when Jay did the verse for Cam on the...
I wasn't there, but I definitely heard the story, though.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
We want to hear the story, too.
Everybody know the story.
Cam keep talking about it now. Yeah, he talking about it now.
I did just see that everybody know the story.
Yeah,
but, you know, I was definitely. I think I came like 2 days afterwards when we was in Baseline.
Right.
Okay. So did you hear it?
Did you hear his verse? You never heard the verse.
Never heard his verse.
Never heard.
Okay.
Because everybody to this day still talking about that verse.
Oh yeah, let's go. Let's go.
It was the Black Album. Shout out to Just Blaze.
Shout out to Just Blaze.
And shout out to my man, Sean Estock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I called Jay up, like, I got an idea. This is when he first dropped his Estocks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I said, I got an idea. And y'all remember for Philly, his name was, what's my man name, the rap boy? PSK. What's his name? Schoolie D.
Okay.
Schoolie D. Remember looking at my Gucci is about that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Came up with this whole idea for Jay. Looking at my S-Dots is about that time.
Mm.
So, same beat and everything. Jay did it. He loved it. Made the Black Album, the last Jay Black Album. Put it in that last album for Jay. Lenny S called me up. Come on up. You made the album. Bang, we get up there. We celebrating. We all in Baseline, the main room, and the A room, the main room. We celebrating. Here come Just Blaze. Come in the wrong way and let y'all hear something.
Oh, man.
We going there. Let you hear it.
Nigga.
Allow me. I'm like,
oh.
Shit. Jay looked at me and was like. Because I was the last album to make the cut. Jay gave me this look like. I got you. I looked at just like.
Bro, you killed me, dog. Crazy.
That song, the pit of that song, huh? Right. I made that and I got a check. Jay made sure I got a check.
Oh, word. Shout out to
Jay. I got you. I made sure I got paid for it.
Sheesh.
my production and everything on it, but.
That's what's up.
Did that motherfucker drop that joint?
Right, yeah. I mean, like, when you look at that, you're like, all right, I got you. Yeah, all right.
What can you do with
it? Right.
Yeah, exactly. One of the hottest songs Jay came out.
Hands down.
Yeah, right. That's crazy.
That was definitely one of my moments. I was like, damn.
What was it like touring with Rockefeller? Like, yeah, I think everybody wanted to be a part of Rockefeller.
We was tour at the tour. It was nonstop fun. Like, it'd be Jay tour. Then Beans would come out with his album. Then this tour. Then Bleak would come out with his tour. And then a Clue would come out. It was a Clue tour.
Right.
Like, it was nonstop.
On the road,
like,
nonstop.
Going, like, my house was like a closet. I just dropped shit off and kept moving. Like,
right.
By the time I come home and unpack, it's another tour.
Right, you right back out.
Album drop and we out on tour. So it was just fun. Like,
that's what's up.
Around the world, like, millions of times. Like,
that's what's up.
I was going places. I know people by their first name. They know me by my first name because I've been there so many times.
Okay.
That's
Dang. Yo, was you cool?
Backstage.
Were you cool with X at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out to X.
Yeah. We've been to X house and everything. I mean, with X, son was a little Tyler.
Yeah.
Xavier, bad as shit. Yeah.
Figure.
Piece of X. Right. He a real one, man.
Yeah.
I got a story about X too, but I'm going to say that. Right, yeah. X was a real one, man.
Absolutely. You could tell, though. Yeah, I mean, like, he lived his life a certain way. Yeah. You can tell that, though. I mean, that shit come through. Anytime you ever see him talk, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't seem like he was putting on the facade. It's just like, that's just naturally who he is.
The story, by the way, good. Not no bad story.
No, right. Yeah,
it's a good story.
The way you ended it.
Now that you said he doesn't seem like a guy that would come off with something fake or false.
No, I don't think he could.
Everything was, like, genuine. Like, you just say it. Like,
right.
I got a question. So, since you said, you've been around the world a bunch of times. You ever, like, just fall asleep and wake up and you don't know what city you in?
Yes.
Really?
That's
happened.
That's decent. Before,
like, over time, we're like, we be in and out of cities so fast, like, I just go take a shower and just go back on the tour bus and go right to sleep because by the time you go to sleep, they wake you up, cool, we got to go. So
right.
One time, I think we was in, like, North Carolina. Right. They couldn't find me. Everybody panicking, like, where you at? Where you at? Because they thought I left off with something. Well, I did leave off, but I just got back early. to the bus. Shower, got the bus and went to sleep. Cause I ain't no use to me getting comfortable. Y'all gonna wake me up.
Right.
That was a funny one right there.
That's
but,
fire.
That's what's up. Yo, was you up there when they did the Hot 97, y'all?
Actually, I didn't make that one. I didn't make it.
That shit was fucking.
I didn't make that. Trip.
That's like a moment for me. I think I was in Gratz, and me and Neef was in the same class. He brought that shit back. Nigga, he lit the classroom. We used to never do shit. If you went to Gratz, you know better. He ain't do shit in school, so he just put that shit on and let that thing play.
You Paul?
He lying.
He's fucking lying.
But I did. Y'all remember Parkside basketball games?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
It's the first time the city heard being dissed to Jadakiss. I dropped
Ooh.
It. Really? Halftime. AI, everybody was up there. AO and them had a game.
Oh.
Halftime. Told DJ, drop this. It's the first time they heard that joke.
Yo,
so
damn. That's
a damn.
You know how many times that shit got played on the radio? Like back to back to back to back. That shit just kept playing.
Yo, bitch, right you're playing ball after that. Oh,
right.
What?
Right.
That moment right there.
Trying to memorize
this. I'm on the court. Just one like listen. Sitting there like jigging.
Like, yo, did this nigga just say that? Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I remember that
they
shit.
They played it back to back the whole time. So the time, even when they started playing, he still was playing it. Like, hold on, let's play this again.
Like, what are you saying again?
Hey, yo, said he was mad as shit at me because he like, yo, they kept playing that shit. We trying to play ball.
Listen, that shit is a classic,
yes,
dog.
It is. That's a fact.
Shout out to Jadakiss.
Yeah, it's right. Hey, Kiss is all love, but
always been my guy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry. Beans. I was always with Beans. I'm sorry. I can't.
Definitely got
Washington. Who? Oh, I was about to say, dog. You tripping?
Yeah.
You tripping?
That was like
he was about to be in his Philly.
It was one against three, dog, because he had all them niggas mad, dog. Like Beans was on some shit, dog.
So how was that dynamic? Like, how did like Beans just stepping up to the plate for Jay-Z and shit like that? Like. Was there ever a conversation? He just decided, like, you know what?
No, yeah, he just did that. Yeah, he talked about that.
Do that.
No, he just did that on his own.
Right.
Every time. Every time.
Yeah, he did that. Like, I know he always talked about shit. Like, I remember he said he did some shit for Kanye. Like, Kanye was never about that shit.
I saw that before.
But, yeah, Beans just like, you know what I mean? Oh, I got you. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that was him.
Yeah.
I was saying, because that's the one that Jada said that hurt him the most.
Yeah.
That went hard.
Yeah.
Because it came from out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, it was all good. I wasn't even expecting it.
Yeah, when you go in the booth and lay that down, you're like, God damn, this nigga's out of pocket.
It was all good just a week ago.
Right.
I mean, like,
they were having Reservoir Dogs.
I was about to say, he was there for Reservoir Dogs. So it's like, damn, dog, what the fuck happened?
Right.
All right. Drop that shit, though. That's crazy. God damn.
How is Beans nowadays? Like,
good. I just talked to him not too long ago. He good.
What's up? What's up? Broad Street Bully, man.
He dropped some shit with Chris. One thing about Beans, he'll have a lot of heat, but won't release it.
Oh, okay.
He just keep it. I'm like,
what?
Release it.
Like, I feel like a lot of guys now are doing that, though. Like,
just to have.
But not all of them, though. I think some of them, like, perfectionists.
You got it, release it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't keep going.
I feel like, you know, the older guys do it a lot, though.
Right, but that's because I think they come from an era where that shit was done, though. You know what I mean? Where now they got the, you got your own outlet. You know, you know what I mean? Like, social media is just a streamline.
Drop every month.
Like, right.
Back in the day, code from when we was out there.
Yeah, right.
We ain't had that.
It would have been way different, man. Like,
true.
Way different.
But like you said, because he is now being listed as a legend now.
Oh, of course.
Hands down.
He was at his time, though. He was, though.
One or two. Just let it fly. He got it because it's gonna get the place no matter where he at, because his name speaks for itself.
Right.
Like even when they had the little joint when Game and Meek was going at it, and Beans had that little part, everybody was excited just to hear Beans on that little part. Like,
they gonna get to LA to 3 hours. Yeah. I still wonder the day how the hell you gonna get the 3 hours. I like, man, you got stealth.
Motherfuckers called the fighter jet. We out there.
Cause I ain't know you bought a stealth. The bars is crazy. I was like, okay, we getting there. 3 hours, we be there. Hey,
listen, we know. We know somebody who say he can get to Virginia from Philly to from here to Philly and Virginia in an hour.
He ain't say you said an hour?
45 minutes.
No, I don't think he said that, right?
Did you say
that?
No, you lying, son.
You did not say 2 hours.
You said an hour.
Oh, now motherfucker.
He said he could do that in the Traverse. That's what the problem was.
Traverse?
It wasn't like a Lambo. No, he said he could do it in the Chevy Traverse. This nigga said I can get to Virginia in the Traverse.
Standard base model.
Wait, Woodrow Wilson?
I did an Odyssey.
He did send me some shit, though.
2.5.
We've
done that.
He did it. No, he did it in 2, though. He did. He sent me a screenshot. He did do it.
But he was arguing with us saying he got to Virginia in an hour from Philly.
Yeah, that part, I knew that wasn't true.
He called niggas. He said, yo, hour,
there's no way.
He's
like,
no.
There's no way. It's, fuck him.
And then got mad when motherfuckers disagreed with him. Yeah, can I get there in an hour? No, you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Damn, hook up.
Yeah, absolutely not.
No, you won't.
Not with that fucked up ass.
Sad to those drinks. I'm like, I'm putting it on that.
But you ain't making it. That fucked up nigga. We need to pull over in 5 minutes.
Not with all these potholes and shit going. I mean, but going through, getting here alone, dog.
Yeah,
in
an hour.
To where? No.
He got in Maryland an hour. He texted me.
And he said 45 minutes.
Well, if you're talking about right when you get in there, what's that? What's the first part of Maryland? Like when you cross the, when you get past the
toll.
That
don't count.
That's what you're talking about.
I know.
That's what we're talking about.
Hold on. Hold
you ain't getting to Baltimore no fucking hour.
Yeah, what did
you get a Traverse?
I put money on that.
I got money on that too.
Oh, yeah.
I get off topic.
In a caddy?
I got $100.
I got 50.
Yo, I got $100 right now. You're not getting to Baltimore in an hour.
There's no way.
That's 250.
You changing that whole topic. Nigga, from the time you
left. I still take that bet.
Damn.
Whatever you want to go.
Why y'all go with you? I'm not going to travel with you.
But the walk of the Pennsylvania.
Don't ride with him.
Listen, Baltimore.
You get here, turn around.
But wait,
you going through the tunnel. You be at the tunnel in an hour.
That's something y'all got to talk about. Cause
I'll take that bet.
Nigga, what are you? It ain't against you. Your salary retarded. It ain't nowhere. There's no way, dog.
I'm trying to think.
695. It's not against you.
Yeah, I don't know.
My thing is, listen.
I'm trying to think. I don't think. Nah.
You ain't.
I mean, from there, then yeah, but then maybe I might give you that.
The $6.95 that Beltway shit. You might be.
He talking about right from Chester to Delaware. That little right.
Right around the corner.
Right
around the corner.
Right.
An hour.
Hey, Bobby.
I don't know, dog.
No, we talking about from the block.
No.
We not adding no extras. We talking about from the block.
Right. That's not an hour.
That's what I'm saying.
You said that's Philly, though. That's Philly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And we live right near. Well, we from around right near where the Roosevelt Expressway is at. I mean, right over to Fox Street.
No, we not.
But dog,
bro, where he live at?
How you gonna cut out the whole drive time from there to there, though? That's drive time, though.
It's no, you gotta take on 76.
But you hear what I'm saying, though, right? How you cut the drive time out from where you're driving from, though? When you get out your house and go into your car, how you cut out the drive time from there to welcome to Pennsylvania? Man. How you just cut that out?
We're 15 minutes.
Yo, no, you're not starting over again, nigga. Don't stop.
Yo, don't.
Hey, Bob. Yo, 15 minutes from that sign, right around.
Don't mind
get gas
him.
The night
like,
before.
Like 20 minutes from that sign.
All right. So what do you want? Like 4 o'clock in the morning travel? Yo, bro.
He'll drive on 8 miles.
I mean, yo, I will too, but
hold on. Are you?
Look at the variances of what
you're. Are you talking about like 3 o'clock in the morning travel? Like what?
I don't
even
like
8, 9.
At what? PM, AM?
It don't matter.
There's no fucking way. There's no way.
We all got the money. We got the money up. We ready.
There's no way.
We ready.
You're not doing it.
Yeah, right.
So how many bets you
taking?
Whatever you're ready.
How many bets you taking?
Yo,
you got 100 from him?
You
got
100?
Yo, you earned 50 from me. I'm a poor man. Yo. Yo, what vehicle are you driving?
The caddy. No, he take the caddy.
There's no way.
He can take the caddy. I can't wait.
Don't worry about it.
There's no way.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Because you just signed his fate. He signed his fucking fate on that one.
I want my 101.
Cash at me, motherfucker. That's all I know.
I want my 101.
Call bills.
I want my shit.
I'm
going to keep it simple. It's cash.
I'm fine with that.
They'll
kick you out the fucking.
You heard what he said?
Facts.
That nigga said if. What the fuck are you talking about? You losing, bitch. It's a done deal. Anyway, bro, anything else you want to talk to the folks about, man, before we get out of here, man? Like, we fucking this Douce up, though, ain't we? Where the other bottle at?
It disappeared. I don't know where it went. I want to
see it. It's easy.
It's time for another shot. That's what you said.
I'm all for that dirt.
Ain't no more tequila left?
No, we killed
that. Oh, man.
We killed that.
You want some champagne? We got some champagne for y'all.
He said, I got that.
Dorian,
I'm just making sure. That's
word, that's what's up.
He going to go all the way with y'all.
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah, let's go. Come on, pop that open, man.
I mean, we shouldn't leave with no bottles full, though, so.
Damn. That's the plan. No, the plan is not leaving no bottles full.
Tomorrow. I do, too.
You do?
What that mean?
You just sit there. Like, you good.
I actually work now.
There you go.
And they don't pay me now.
It's physical activity.
You want champagne?
So what's up? You are going to Cooper's after this, though?
Yeah.
That's the move?
Cooper's Brocade.
I need some food. I ain't going to lie. I definitely need some
definitely
food.
Definitely need to feed this liquor, right?
Absolutely. Thanks. Absolutely.
We
definitely got to show some love, though, man. Like I didn't know that shit was $5 platters, though. Like,
bro,
I did not know that.
Bro, I'm walking from Grand Ole
for like Father's Day weekend for Grand Opening.
Word.
Yeah, so that's
the
like
bad.
June.
That's
a
bad
day.
June 16th.
Okay.
Is that Father's?
That's like June 16th, 17th.
Yeah, all
right. We having a cookout May 29th, though. You should definitely slide through.
Yeah.
23rd Street.
Block,
23rd Tioga.
He going to say 23rd Street like
23rd
Tioga?
Yes.
Yeah. He said, wait, nigga, that's not where I'm from. Don't go try to bring me to the hood.
23rd Tioga, right?
East Falls part of Philadelphia.
Oh, literally,
it's a block that separates like East Falls.
Yo, but I be trying to tell these niggas though, like you can't just bring anybody. Like
it ain't like 23rd and Diamond type.
So the boy who got the Grand Leander, he told some, yeah, we're gonna bring him down. I'm like, I don't think you should be bringing me fucking down here. This ain't that type of vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all say it's safe.
Oh well, definitely. Yeah, it's
that
yeah
part.
All of us from
block.
All of us from there. So it's like,
No. I'm from there.
Oh well, all right, bitch.
I'm the one that's originally from that block.
What work he put in down there? What the fuck he talking about?
Come on, work. I'm originally born and raised in that block.
I'll make sure the originals there. I'll make sure my brothers there. I'll make sure some of the originals.
You can't be repping it like you was doing something with it.
Remember that?
How you do that?
Yeah, so was he.
Y'all from Justin.
Justin.
What, Justin?
He drunk.
Nobody back there. There's nobody back there. That's why.
It's not like, it's nice town, Tioga, man. Like, I call it East Falls. It's on that separation.
Yeah, definitely
man.
Not East Falls.
And a part of the city.
I'm about to say, like, he good in every hood.
It's Hunter Park.
I'll go anywhere.
You good in every hood, bro. You better around.
Reese is East Falls.
No, it's not.
I'm fucking with y'all. I'm pulling up, man.
Don't bring
What'd you say?
Who?
What happened?
He said he a traitor.
I'm pulling up, man.
Hey, no, that ain't.
He said I'm trying to save you some money. He a real friend. Yo, yo, he a real friend. We trying to take your money. He trying to save you money.
Don't worry about that.
But yeah,
we
it's all love. I mean, like literally, that's where all of us come from. Yeah, you know? I mean, it's like family. Facts. So,
say no more.
Like we literally be like people be looking like, damn, how all y'all niggas still cool?
Right?
It's it is. Yeah. It is more that we can for the cookout.
I'm here. Yes, I pull up.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Cool. I can have that bottle of XO there, right?
Oh, yo, that's the plan.
Hey, oh, no, that's the dot. Hey, you thinking on your feet. I see what you're thinking on your feet.
Listen, we're going to have that for you.
Absolutely.
We got to make sure
we have some merch for you.
We got to make sure these niggas get my bottle.
This merch for you today.
We got you. We got you. Because, you know what I mean? I ain't doing nothing but show us love in this joint. Like, we can't wait till you open up so we can really, you know what I mean?
I'm coming.
Yeah. We're going
to
take this long ass ride back.
I'm coming here.
Yeah.
We're going
to leave you for
four. Yeah, I can come. Yeah,
all right.
You know what I mean?
Listen,
you heard it.
See, listen, I live in Delaware, but this is like a good point for me. It's like an hour from where I'm at, so okay. I don't mind coming here as opposed to going where I gotta go back to the block to go record. So we can do that.
I don't even know where he lives at.
Wow,
he's
a fucking liar.
He's been here more than anybody.
He's lying, but all right.
No, he is in Delaware somewhere.
Somewhere.
Hey, Cap.
No, but we appreciate
like camp out there or something. Like, what the fuck is he saying somewhere?
You in a fucking cult.
He definitely ain't Cap.
No, he's.
Yeah, Dover Beaches, definitely.
I'm not too far from there, though.
He left me, man.
All right, it's time to wrap the show.
He was the one that was hurt.
He left me. Like, what? I didn't leave you.
He out there somewhere. Yeah, we appreciate you, man.
Absolutely.
For welcoming us into your new establishment, you know.
Appreciate you.
And we will be back.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you this.
Definitely. I want y'all back.
Your grand opening.
Come back. Pause. Come
faces will be showed.
Yeah, yo, we got.
That's definitely.
It's a bunch of us.
Faces will be showed.
That's a fact.
Seriously.
We don't do it big like how y'all do it in Miami with the big homie tank shit, but we got like.
It's
50 plus of us, though. We can bring straight niggas, though. Like, you know what I mean? But working, man. Like, not no crazy shit, but yeah.
No women,
We got those too.
I got working women. With y'all, right?
Well, absolutely, absolutely.
We can work some.
We don't sell sausages.
Pause on this.
Y'all can bring some women.
Oh no, we can. Hey, Slum.
Yeah, I mean, duh.
We can make it happen.
It's about to be the shortest.
No, seriously.
You keep saying we. Slime can make it happen.
I'm married, dog.
I don't know what they're talking about.
That's fine. We all know women, though. All
right, cool.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll make it happen, man.
My DM's wobbling right now. Say no more, man.
Right. The single niggas is right here. Well.
Why the fuck
bro, you on camera? Hey, bro, you on camera? Hey, bro. Oh, you not single now?
I don't know.
This is where the editing starts.
Wait.
This is where the editing starts.
Yo, he like my man. Hey, Ma. Ten finger.
It's 4K.
No. 10 finger gas.
Word.
Yeah. Yo, we caught you in 4K.
We edited that.
Right. Right. But yeah, we good, man.
Yeah,
like,
I would definitely over invite for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we
could
do that.
I know quite a few women, you know, myself, and I'll make sure. You know. That nigga. Out of anybody's group, I guarantee you.
Watch yourself.
Chill, relax.
Hey, Dre.
If you really want to get down like Brandon,
Dre,
you in a good space now. Stop.
Right. I will stop. I'm an invite, though.
All right, well, absolutely. You got to show him love.
Yeah, show love, but stop.
That's crazy.
You're right. Yeah, it's time to wrap this thing up.
It's my turn.
We can talk all day.
It's the Cousin E podcast. Welcome to the Cousin E podcast.
My guy.
Who gets the most chicks?
Oh shit!
Man. Now listen, I would.
I'm married now.
What?
He just said anything.
Hey, let me tell you something.
I believe that one.
My phone.
Off here.
My phone. Off you want to call the mic?
Off here.
How y'all want to do this?
Let's go.
I put mine against whoever in here.
Off air.
Yo, we about to get out of here. Shout out to Cousin E.
You want your shoes?
I'm Prince Drinkus. Yeah, go. You got a song for us? All right, you got to play that shit. Because we about to get out of here.
I think I know where you're going.
Absolutely, man.
Fast, so yeah, everybody.
Cat.
That won't
be
putting me on the spot.
Right. No. Said stop.
Please point to him.
No, because he's off here. Because he's talking about. Yeah. Never mind. Anyway. No. Never mind. Cousin E, Lavish 2.
That's what it was about tonight.
Yeah, we absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Yo.
Send us home.
Right. We appreciate you, bro. It's all love.
We're
going to do this shit.
Drink up.
I'm privileged drinking, baby. I'm privileged drinking, baby.
What?
It's with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament to my connection with history and the making of the real
man. Let's go.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. H to the OV. I used to move snowflakes by the OZ. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the ROC. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Flyer than a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, ho. Not DOC, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do.
I'm privileged drinking, baby.